Hare Krishna.
So,
Oshtro Yatra Ki Jaya. So I'm very happy to be here again with all of you. What's becoming legendary Oštro camp.
Postaje legendarni kamp na Oštrovu.
And special welcome to the
Posebno želim izraziti dobrodošlicu Poljskoj jatri.
Who have come from so far away
koji
to
su
be
došli
here with
daleka
us.
Kako bi bili ovdje s nama.
To join us in being
kako bi nam se pridružili
in various ways.
U kuhanju na različite načine.
So you're probably wondering what it is we're going to talk about.
Pitate o čemu ćemo govoriti.
And what we're going to do.
I šta ćemo raditi.
The answer is
A odgovor je
I'm not quite sure.
Ne nisam baš sasvim siguran.
Actually, I think I'm going to need a plug. Let's get this. This has an adapter on it. Okay. As I don't know if it's been listed anywhere, but the title of this seminar is Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Or maybe it's Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And hold on. We're taking a bit of a shift from what we've been doing the last few years, as many of you know. We've been doing something with drama, especially classical Sanskrit drama. We're not departing from that tradition entirely, because we will be having a performance. In Croatian,
I to na
I don't know how that's going to work with translation. But we will have a performance one of these days. We don't know yet which day. Madhyamavya Yoga of Bhasha.
Dakle, to je bila Bhashina.
That tells
drama.
You a lot, doesn't it?
Madhyamavya Yoga. To vam sigurno puno govori, zar ne?
Anyway, you'll hear more about that later.
Nešto više o tome čut ćete kasnije.
The main focus of what I want to do
Međutim, ono
is
što se želim usredotočiti
in some respects, I believe, work off of or relate to what Bir Krishna Goswami is doing with his seminar.
Povezati onim što radi Bir Krishna Das Goswami na svojem seminaru.
Empathic listening or as somebody wrote it in the Serbian camp on the announcement. Emphatic listening.
Emfatično slušanje na srpskom kampu.
Same thing.
Emfatično i empatično nisu baš ista stvar.
And what I want to do today is give some basic shastric background to what we want to do the next days. We will be doing as we did in Serbia, but in a bit of a different style. In Serbia we did another kind of exercise, self-reflection, to discover our values, what it is that we live by.
Vrijednosti, ono
here we want
po čemu živimo.
To shift that also a little bit.
Sada također
also
želimo napraviti
some exercises
pomak u tom
smislu,
raditi vježbe koje će uglavnom
reflecting imati, biti povezane so sa refleksijom, neće toliko imati veze sa interakcijom sa drugima, već ćemo reflektirati osobno, promišljati.
And we'll see, maybe we want to do some sharing of that. That
ako
remains
budemo
to be
htjeli
seen.
Podijeliti to i s drugima.
But maybe I can say it in a nutshell what
možda
I have in mind.
Mogu to vrlo ukratko reći.
And this will perhaps connect what we have been doing in previous years here in Oštro. We have talked about Sanskrit classical drama. We've also talked in relation to that about classical aesthetic theory, namely rasa. And last year, you may remember, some of you, we focused on the minor rasa of humor.
Hasya rasa, neke, dakle na jednu podređenu rasu, hasju, odnosno smijeh.
Yeah, thank you. And here I want to focus on one of the major rasas, namely
Shantarasa. A to je Shantarasa.
And I want to propose a sort of overall thesis. Here's my thesis statement, okay? I'm going to argue a particular point. This is what we do in the academy.
We
say, this is what I say, and this is why I say. I'm going to argue that Shantarasa, which we understand from our acharyas, is the beginning of the what are identified as higher rasas,
za sve naredne više rase,
is not to be ignored, is not to be overlooked, but rather it is something which is foundational for the development of the further rasas, including dasya rasa, servitorship, sakya rasa, friendship, vatsalya rasa, parenthood, and madhurya or shingara rasa, which is the conjugal relationship. My basic proof text for this is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, I always forget the number. Brahmabhuta prasanatma na sochati na kamchati. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. Vyasaki knows which verse it is. 1855. 54, 63, it's in there somewhere.
54, 63, tu je negdje.
Somebody will find it for us.
Neko će sigurno pronaći ko je to točno.
Anyway, the verse says that the stage of basically the stage of freedom from material consciousness is one of joyfulness, prasanatma, and it's a state in which there is no hankering, or rather there's no lamentation, and there's no hankering.
Ni za čim ne jadikujemo, niti za ičim žudimo.
It's a condition of samatva, a condition of equanimity.
Stanje jednakosti.
With respect to all living beings. And then Krishna says, mad bhaktim labhate param. Param bhaktim. Mama param bhaktim. My supreme bhakti. Or the highest kind of
bhakti.
Labhate is attained, is reached. You reach that. You begin to practice bhakti at this stage, or we begin to practice bhakti at this stage of Brahmabhuta.
Na toj razini Brahmabhuta.
So we all know that. nothing new
svi
there.
To znamo, nije, to nije ništa
and
novo.
You might say that most of the Bhagavad Gita is telling us how to get there, how to get to the stage of Brahma-bhuta. And we all kind of read the Bhagavad Gita and say, I know all that. But actually doing it,
zapravo,
actually practicing it, actually realizing it,
sometimes,
well, I speak for myself, sometimes I feel like it's a little beyond me, it's a little bit out of reach. I can tell others about it, but what about, you know, actually getting it myself? So, what we're going to do is explore emotions, feelings.
Istraživati emocije,
we're going to consider how to deal with emotions, feelings. Not in some dramatic way. And this is so that to reassure you, this is not like some of these methods where you know, we have to get our anger out and start yelling at each other and, you know, you have to really get it out of yourself. No, we're not going to do that. That's not the philosophy. But we are going to see if there is an alternative way to deal with emotions, which is very much, and this is part of my claim, very much what Krishna is encouraging us to do in the Bhagavad Gita, using other language perhaps. So in some respects, we're going to be translating Krishna's teachings in the Gita into a slightly different, or we're going to be repackaging some things a little bit, which may be helpful
for
getting a sense. And indeed, my proposal is that it's something we can really practice in our daily lives to help us deal with the constant stream of feelings, of emotions that push us and jostle and tug us in different ways throughout our lives. Does this sound interesting? Sound like it could be worth doing? I know that the first day of class, just like at my university in Hong Kong, first day of class, the professor has to kind of advertise himself. Because all the students are window shopping. You know what is window shopping?
And
it's just sort of checking out. Let's check that professor out. Let's check this one out. Because they all have 2 weeks to decide which classes they actually want to take.
So
we're trying to a little bit sell our
program.
Oops. I have to watch the clock too because we have a very tight schedule. As you know, we have sandwich program.
Programi su nam poput sendviča.
Everything is tight. Tight schedule.
Jako su gusto organizirani jedan uz drugi.
Yes, we might visit the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita at some point. I hope we'll have time for that. 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is, of course, the one describing the demoniac qualities, which, of course, none of us have because we're all devotees, right? So we, when we read the 16th chapter, we always read it with the idea to, you know, prepare ourselves to preach to the demons, right? Well, let's see. In
In the Fruška Gora camp in Serbia, we explored a little bit the topic of being true to ourselves, being true to oneself. One of the exercises we did was to write our own obituary. Imagine that you have just died and it's time to report what, who you are and what you've accomplished in this life. Another thing we did was, actually before the obituary, we made a timeline. We started with our birth date and we put a line with an end point,
and we
guessed what would be our end point.
I pokušavali smo pogoditi
day of our life,
koji
of this
bi
life,
mogao biti posljednji dan našeg života.
What that will be, and then we put a point somewhere along that line indicating the present day.
And then we reflected,
okay, this is my life up to here, and this is my life remaining, so what have I accomplished, what do I hope to accomplish? It's an interesting way of kind of waking oneself up to the fact that the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking, how do you say?
Sat otkucava. Sat otkucava.
Sat od
kucava.
Ucava. Sat od ucava. Mm-hmm. And the clock is ucava-ing.
It's not an ucava.
Okay. So we were thinking very much about ourselves, our personal, you know, our life, the lifespan. And our main focus in this seminar will be our personal lives. But I want to also just call attention to, and again, we'll see how the time goes. The term peace, of course, we find very much in the public sphere.
O tome, people našem talk about u javnom peace, životu, talk, javne sferi.
They
ljudi
have
govore
peace
o miru,
conferences.
Imaju konferencije na
why
temu
do we do
mira.
All this? Because
zašto
everybody recognizes there isn't really a whole lot of peace in the world. In fact, pretty much there is war going on somewhere all the time, more or less throughout history. And so one question that we may ask ourselves is what do we individually and collectively as devotees have to offer to the world for the peace movement, if you like.
Kako možemo doprinijeti tom pokretu za mir?
And I suspect many of you will answer, well,
mislim da,
it's very simple, we have the peace formula. Srila Prabhupada gave us
Bhagavad
Gita, chapter 5, verse 29, he called it the peace formula. And that's very much true, that's the case, and we'll see if we have time to elaborate on that. Okay, that's just one dimension of the idea of peace that we may be exploring. But the other side being to do with ourselves, the question may, a question may first be asked, and that is whether peace is a desirable thing for oneself. I want to raise the question because I think we all have some sense that this is not part of our tradition. Vaishnavism is about it's about bhakti, and bhakti is about emotions, and emotions are somehow to be connected with Krishna, that is bhakti.
And
emotion is something different from peace. The state of peace is kind of the opposite of all of that. Peace is associated with Brahman realization, it's associated with, therefore, impersonalism, and therefore, we shouldn't want to be peaceful.
I think there's some fuzzy logic going on there. But we'll be elaborating on that. We'll discuss these things. But that question, I think, is something we want to raise for ourselves, an intellectual question, you might say, but as you can probably guess, the answer that I want to give is that that's a misconception. I believe that something that we very broadly call peace is something very desirable and indeed essential in our lives. Unless we are peaceful, we cannot function in ordinary life, and we cannot function in spiritual life. And perhaps some of the obstacles that we feel in the in our spiritual progress have to do with our
upravo su povezane
lack of a sense
of peace. Tog osjećaja mira.
We can relate this just for a moment to what Birkrishna Goswami has been talking about. He's been emphasizing the importance of fulfilling needs.
On je govorio o važnosti ispunjavanja svojih potreba.
And I believe he elaborates on what sort of needs that we all have.
Da će također pobliže govoriti o tome koje su to potrebe.
So I would suggest that within those needs, or as a kind of basis of needs in general, we might say, or we might say the state of needs being fulfilled is a state or a condition of peace. All right, so some basic questions. Now what I want to do in the remaining time is... Well, let's call this the Bhakti Shastri component of our seminar. I want to go through some of the verses in Bhagavad Gita. And if you like, you can make some notes. I think some of you have notebooks there. Because I can't spend a whole lot of time with this, you may want to look more closely. You may want to read Prabhupada's purports to some of the verses we'll be mentioning to elaborate on some of these things. We talked about some of this in our radio broadcast in Poland, so for some of you from Poland, some of this might be a bit of a repetition. Alright, to begin with,
dakle, za početak.
Quiz question. Easy answer.
Vrlo jednostavno quiz pitanje. Odgovor.
Of which book is the Bhagavad Gita a part?
Koje knjige je Bhagavad Gita dio?
This is like a question I would ask my students in Hong Kong.
To bih pitanje postavio svojim studentima iz Hong Konga.
You all know the answer to
this. Svi znate odgovor na to, zar ne? Mahabharata.
Mahabharata. You wouldn't believe how difficult this question was for students in Hong Kong. Yes, it's part of the Mahabharata.
Da, to je dio Mahabharate.
You may be surprised to know that traditional commentators
da su tradicionalni
in the aesthetics theory tradition of India, Sanskrit aesthetics, have claimed that the primary rasa of the Mahabharata is
Shantarasa.
Poetry, classical poetry, Sanskrit poetry, always has one dominant rasa
or bhava,
mood.
And
the claim is that the Mahabharata's main mood, bhava, or rasa, is Shantarasa.
Now,
we might wonder about that, considering how much of the Mahabharata is about a raving war in which hundreds of thousands of millions of people get killed. Where is the Shanta in the Mahabharata?
Pa gdje je ta Shanta u Mahabharati?
Well, that's maybe a topic for another seminar.
To bi možda mogla biti tema za cijeli novi seminar.
Well, you might say there's shanta at the end of the Mahabharata because practically speaking everybody is dead, so it's very shanta.
Zato što su više manje svi
shanta
na kraju Mahabharata, to je jako shanta.
It's very peaceful battlefield.
To bojno polje postaje vrlo mirno.
And the Bhagavad Gita being situated within the Mahabharata, we may ask, what relation does the Bhagavad Gita have to this theme of shanta in terms of the whole Mahabharata? Well, we know that it's a discussion, a dialogue in which Arjuna has become very disturbed and has more or less decided he's not going to fight in the battle. He has something of a nervous breakdown, and then he begs Krishna to advise him, to guide him,
and
he does so, and that discussion then concludes with Arjuna deciding he will fight in the battle. So Krishna has inspired Arjuna to violence, to engage in warfare. Doesn't seem to have much to do with
shanta.
And yet we find within the Bhagavad Gita, well, I found 10 verses in which the word shanta or shanti is to be found. Probably if we looked more carefully we could find some derivative words, Sanskrit derivative words, but for now, for our purposes. Now if I was better prepared I would have these all written up for you, but I'll just read the numbers out for you and you can look at these. Some of these I'll talk about and some you can look at later. In the second chapter
we have three verses,
namely 66, 70, and 71, in which the word shanti appears. In chapter 4, there's one verse, namely verse 39. In chapter 5, we have two verses. One is verse 12, and another is verse 29. Then in chapter 6, we have verse 15. In chapter 9, verse 31. In chapter 12, chapter 9, verse 31.
No, the one before.
6, 15. 9, 31, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12,
Now, you might say, well, okay, 10 verses, the word is mentioned 10 times in the Bhagavad Gita out of 700 verses. That's also not very much. I'm not convinced. The Bhagavad Gita is not about Shanti. All right, we might then look at chapter 12, verses 13 through 20, in which you'll find Krishna giving a list of qualities which are very dear to him, or rather, persons who have these qualities or practice these ways of behaving. Krishna says again and again, such persons are very dear to me. And I think if you look carefully at those qualities, at the activities that Krishna lists, you'll see that they all have something to do with the cultivation of peace or peacefulness. One verse going back to chapter 2, which I think is especially important for us. And that's verse number 70. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yatvat tatvat kama yang pravishanti sarve sa shantim apnoti nakama kami. Yes. Krishna gives a little analogy. He says,
Krishna
there's a river where there's many rivers and there's an ocean. The rivers are flowing into the ocean.
Rijeke se ulijevaju u ocean.
Is the ocean therefore changing? Is it overflowing its bounds because of the rivers flowing into it?
Granice zato što se rijeke u njega ulijevaju?
No, ocean is not overflowing, ocean is not disturbed.
Ocean se nikad ne prelijeva preko svojih obala, on nikad time ne biva uznemiren.
Similarly, he says, for one who does not pursue one's kama, one's desires, which are flowing like so many rivers, sa shantim apnoti, that person gains, apnoti means has or gains, that person has peace or gains peace. Now notice the analogy. Rivers are not dammed up. That's not a curse word, by the way, in English. to stop up a river is to dam up the river. there's another word spelled slightly different, which is to curse someone. Anyway, So the rivers are not held back. They're allowed to flow. And they're flowing into an ocean. What is the ocean here? What is, in this analogy, what would you say is the ocean? What is the ocean being related to? What is it? If rivers are desires, then what is the ocean?
Šta je onda ocean?
The mind, okay. Yes. So, the mind is not disturbed. And of course, the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita is introducing this topic, which then it will elaborate, Krishna elaborates. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth chapters. And then in different ways throughout the rest of the Gita, what it means to practice yoga, what it means to control the mind, all these sort of things. I should also mention, going back again a little bit, chapter 2, verse 66, let's see if I can do this without losing my place. Here we go. Chapter verse 66 is giving kind of prerequisites for peace. And then at the end of the verse, Krishna is asking a rhetorical question. Hold on one second. That's what I meant. Yes. Nasti buddhir ayuktasya nachayuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantir ashantasya kuta sukam. One who is not connected with the Supreme Prabhupada's translation can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind,
without which there is no possibility of peace, and how can there be any happiness without peace?
Može postojati sreća tamo gdje nema mira?
So the last is a rhetorical question. A rhetorical question doesn't ask for an answer.
Rhetorical question
makes a point by asking a question which we know what the answer is. How can there be happiness without peace? The answer is there cannot be happiness without peace. But it's put in the form of a question in order to force us to think, yeah, how can there be happiness without peace? And then Krishna is giving these prerequisites. What's prerequisite in Croatian?
Preduvjet.
Preduvje?
Preduvje.
Preduvje. Yes.
Preduvjet.
Preduvjet. Okay. Preduvjet. First of all, one has to be yukta, connected. Connected to what? Not connected to what, connected to who. It's not what you know, it's who you know. If you know Krishna, then you're well connected. If you're well connected, you don't have to worry about anything. Nasti buddhir ayuktasya. Of the one not connected, naasti buddhi, there is no intelligence.
U takvoj osobi ne postoji ni inteligencija, ni inteligentan.
Nača yuktasya bhavana. Of one who is not connected, there is not bhavana. There is not a properly situated mind. Let's see how Prabhupada translates bhavana.
Nema um koji je pravilno.
Fixed mind. Prabhupada says, fixed mind, in parentheses, in happiness. Nacha bhavayata shanta ashantasya. And if one is not fixed, if the mind is not fixed, then there will not be peace, and then there will not be happiness.
So,
there's a series of prerequisites, and what we want to explore is how to actually realize those prerequisites.
Doista možemo spoznati koji su to preduvjeti, kako ih ostvariti.
What it's going to be, what we're going to be focusing on is another thing that Krishna urges us again and again in the Bhagavad Gita to do or to be, and that is to be renounced.
On nas potiče da budemo odvojeni.
This idea of being renounced tends to remain with all of us as a nice idea. Isn't it? It's a great idea.
Ta jako dobra ideja.
And it's something that we like to preach to others.
O čemu volimo propovijedati drugima, zar ne?
But to be renounced ourselves, what does that really mean? We immediately start grabbing for our possessions and saying, well, whatever it is, I'm holding on to this, and I'm holding on to that, and I'm keeping this, and I'm keeping that. And then we'll see what we can let go of.
Right?
Now, don't worry, we're not going to start, getting you to give away your car and your apartment and your whatever.
No.
We're going to be working on our feelings, our emotions, and exploring how we can, first of all, allow them to be what they are. And this is, again, something Bir Krishna Maharaj is talking about in slightly different language. And then we're going to be talking about, we'll be using the word release a lot, or letting go. And we're going to be doing this as an exercise with very little things, little feelings, little everyday habitual things that we've almost become so accustomed to that we don't even think about them. Well, we do think about them, but
o njima.
We're going to try to get a little bit fresh look at those feelings as a way to develop a habit
stvari,
of asking ourselves,
tako da razvijemo naviku,
would it be possible,
postavljanja pitanja samima sebi,
could I let
je li
go
moguće,
of this, whatever it is, this feeling.
Toga,
and some feelings
osjećaj,
will be, we will,
bio,
in our minds, classify as good feelings, some
osjećaj,
we will classify
neke,
as bad feelings.
Ćemo
we want to learn
dobre,
how to let go of all feelings, good
da
and bad, so that we can allow transcendental feelings
kako bismo
to come up.
Mogli dopustiti transcendentalnim osjećajima da dođu na površinu.
To come forth, to manifest,
bi,
to unfold in the heart.
Osjećaj mogli očitovati u našem srcu.
Okay, talking about Shastric background for what we're doing, I want to move on to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Onoga, o čemu
very
pričamo,
briefly.
Želio bih se ukratko osvrnuti na Srimad Bhagavatam.
And I want to say that we can think of the Bhagavatam as, for our purposes here, as pursuing Paradharma, pursuing Param or Param Dharma, the Supreme Dharma. The second verse of the Bhagavatam says, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam, that Kaitava Dharma is praujita. It is cheating Dharma.
Dakle, ta prevarantska Dharma
is praujita, is rejected very strongly.
Ujita,
praujita, projita, very strongly. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. It is for the sat, for those who are saintly and who are near matsara, who are without envy. Now, if you are at all like me, you might be enough honest with yourself to recognize that there may be just little trace there within the heart of matsarya.
Mali trag macarija.
Some envy?
Da postoji
no,
neki
am I
trag
the only one?
Jesam li ja jedini?
Anyone here suspect that you might somewhere in the heart have a trace of envy still remaining?
Možda u svom srcu ima neki trag zavisti?
Oh. That much honest we can be, right?
Koliko pošteni možemo biti,
we can recognize. Yes.
Možemo to prepoznati.
So, but the Bhagavatam from the very second verse is saying nirmatsaranam satam of those who are without envy. Nirmatsaranam. Nis means without. So that means we're all disqualified. We can't even begin to read Srimad
Bhagavatam.
What are we doing? What are we doing in the Hare Krishna movement? We're in the wrong place. We're disqualified. No, the Bhagavatam is actually inviting us to become nirmatsara.
Zapravo poziva da postanemo nirmatsara.
To become free from envy.
Da se oslobodimo.
By becoming fully devoted to the Supreme Lord.
Se u potpunosti
posvetiti Svevišnjemu Gospodinu. An unrestricted love for the Supreme Lord.
Što ćemo prema njemu razviti bezgraničnu ljubav.
A key verse in the Bhagavatam related to the idea of peace we find in the first canto, chapter 2, verse 6. Famous verse, Savai Pungsang Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokcha Jai. Ahetuki apratiyata
yayatma
suprasidati. Yayatma suprasidati. Okay, here the word suprasidati is the key word.
Prasidati
has something to do with satisfaction.
Zadovoljstvom.
Something like toshana.
Toshana.
Toshana also means satisfaction.
Toshana, također znači zadovoljan.
It's also related. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Prasanna means joyful. Prasidati means perfected.
Znači, usavršeno.
In a way which indicates also satisfaction. And Su indicates very well, very much, thoroughly.
Su prasidati
yayatma. By means of paradharma, the self becomes actually satisfied.
Jastvo postaje uistinu zadovoljno.
On the negative side, on an indication of what it is that it, of an obstacle to peace, there is a verse in the third canto, chapter 29, verse 23. Kapiladev tells his mother and tells us, one who offers me respect, but is envious of the bodies of others and is therefore a separatist,
pa je zbog toga separatist,
never attains peace of mind,
nikad ne može dostići mir uma,
because of his inimical behavior toward other living entities.
Prema drugim živim bićima.
He's describing the devotee who is on a lower platform, lesser qualification, kanishta mentality, or this little finger is called the kanishta, the little finger. So a little bhakta.
Mali bhakta.
Mali bhakta may have some feeling of attraction to the Lord, but may retain some enviousness toward living beings, the bodies of others, it says here. So that, as we probably already know, but it's good to be reminded, is an obstacle. And the specific thing that it's an obstacle to is mentioned here. It's an obstacle to peace of mind. And what is it that we can't get if we don't get peace of mind or peace according to Krishna in the Gita? Happiness. We cannot be happy.
Kao što Krishna kaže u Giti, ne možemo biti sretni.
Now jumping to the 11th canto.
Sada ćemo skočiti na 11. pjevanje.
Chapter 2, verse
43. U drugom pogledu, strofa 43.
Here is a description of success in the practice of bhakti. My dear king, the devotee who worships the lotus feet of the infallible personality of Godhead with constant endeavor, thus achieves unflinching devotion, detachment, and experienced knowledge of the personality of Godhead. In this way, the successful devotee of the Lord achieves supreme spiritual peace. Does anybody here want to be a successful devotee? Anyone want to be a failure? No, we all want to be successful. So Krishna, I think it's Maharaj Nimi here who's telling us, or Kali Maharaj, I forget which, is telling us how to be successful. Notice, he mentions unflinching devotion, detachment, and experienced knowledge of the personality of Godhead. So we're going to be working on detachment. Sounds a little scary, doesn't it?
Zvuči malo strašno, zar ne?
Another verse from the 11th canto, and then we will visit Nectar of Devotion briefly.
pjevanja, a potom ćemo preći na
chapter 5 verse 37.
Peto poglavlje.
Prabhu's seminar just coming up in a few minutes.
Na seminaru Vyasaki Prabhua, koji će biti za nekoliko minuta.
He's going to be speaking on bringing Shravanam and Kirtanam to the to a higher level.
Uzdizanju našeg Shravanama i Kirtanama na višu razinu.
So, in this verse, the statement is that one is achieving the supreme peace, not just some sense of peacefulness which comes and goes, but the supreme peace which frees one from the cycle of birth and death. Okay, that's the Bhagavatam, very briefly. We just whizzed through 12 cantos of Bhagavatam.
12 pjevanja Srimad Bhagavatama.
And now just for a moment, let's visit the nectar of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And here, of course, we're talking about, in a sense, a more technical point, that there is this idea of a rasa known as Shanta Rasa. In the beginning of the western side of the ocean of the nectar of devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami discusses Shanta Rasa as the first of five waves. So, of course, these will be the five main rasas of relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm taking some references from Srila Prabhupada's summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada writes, when one is actually able to maintain the transcendental position, his stage is called neutrality in devotional service. Now this is kind of interesting. Prabhupada often uses the word neutrality as a translation of the word shanta. Neutrality means, what do we think of when we think of neutrality? We might think of international relations. We might think of Switzerland, which is officially a neutral country.
So they claim.
What else? What kind of things do we associate with neutrality?
Any thoughts?
Yes. Independence, okay, like a country which is neutral. All right, yes. Anything else? Indifference, okay, possibly. Indifference. Origin. Origin.
Izvornost.
Okay, I don't quite see the connection, but possibly. Yes, Bharhi. Neutral feelings.
Neopredeljene osjećaje.
Okay, so you're using the word neutral to explain the word neutral. But okay, neutral feelings, and then we might think about what is a neutral feeling.
Osjećaje, možemo razmisliti kako je to neopredeljene osjećaje.
Oh, we get a chemical explanation here. There's alkali and there's acids, and halfway between there are neutral chemicals, right?
Neutralne kemikalije.
Hadn't thought of that one. Oh, Darya Chandra, you had one? You don't care. Sort of.
Ne briga.
Indifference, maybe in a negative sense.
Prema drugima, I to je negativno smislu.
C'est la vie. Balance, okay. One can think of balance between opposing positions or moods or whatever. Beginning step. Okay, the neutral. The neutral position before you make a move on a chessboard, perhaps.
dakle taj ne prije što
možete
kretati po šahovskoj ploči. Još nešto?
Okay, we have some ideas. One thing we can see is that the idea of neutrality has several connotations.
Neutralnosti ima nekoliko konotacija.
And all of these might be in one way or another associated with shanta, with
shanta,
the idea of shanta and the mood or the rasa, the relationship.
Of course, sa rasom, sa
as a rasa, we're talking about
rasa.
Relationship. And then the question is, what sort of relationship?
Kad rasi, govorimo, dakle, o raspoloženju.
Prabhupada continues, some great sages have attained this neutral position by practicing austerity, penance, and meditation to control the senses.
Kako bi ovladali svojim
such sages are generally called mystic yogis. And in most cases, they are inclined to appreciate the spiritual pleasure of the impersonal feature of the absolute truth. Okay. Well, that's not for us, is it? Mystic yogis, severe austerities, deep meditation.
Duboka meditacija.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Hvala, ne hvala.
Spiritual pleasure of the impersonal feature of the absolute. Well, we learn from practically the first day of sitting in Bhagavatam classes that that's not for us.
Pohađanja, predavanja iz Bhagavatama, no
we're beyond
to
that, right?
Mi smo to nadišli.
And the pleasure of transcendental devotion to Krishna, we learn from Rupa Goswami in the same book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
O tome nas već uči
even a drop
u istoj ovoj knjizi of, sam Rupa Goswami. Samo jedna kap.
It is millions of times more pleasure than
pruža više zadovoljstva.
It is an ocean of nectar of devotion as opposed to a drop of supposed nectar, which is this impersonal feature of the Absolute. So what do we care about this shantarasa? Let's just forget it and move on. Well, maybe, but maybe before we forget it and move on, we have to move through it.
I krenemo dalje, moramo zapravo krenuti kroz nju.
Prabhupada continues, they, these mystic yogis, are practically unaware of the transcendental pleasure derived from personal contact with the Supreme Lord.
Proizlazi iz osobnog dodira sa svevišnjim gospodinom.
Those in the neutral position, Prabhupada continues, should, in the beginning, take shelter of Lord Vishnu, the four-handed eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They should meditate on the form of Vishnu. And how do you meditate on the form of Vishnu? For that, you can go to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28. Where Lord Kapiladeva describes in several verses the beautiful bodily form of Lord Vishnu or Narayana. And that meditation is the meditation that is suggested for someone who is in the neutral position or maybe getting to the neutral position. Okay. One more book in our tradition is very important, and we shouldn't neglect it, and that is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we have a famous verse.
Slavnu strofu iz nje.
I have others here, but I'll skip it since our time is passing.
Ostalo je zato što
in Madhya Lila, chapter 19,
Madhya Lila, 19. poglavlje,
verse 149,
149. strofa,
Krishnadas Kaviraj tells us, Krishna bhakti nishkam ataiva shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kami shakali ashanta. Ashanta.
that those who are devotees, Krishna bhaktas, are without kama, nishkama, and therefore they are shanta, they are peaceful. In contrast to the bhuktis, the muktis, and the siddhis, who are all kamis. The verse from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, that we talked about, comparing rivers and oceans to desires and minds. Apuryamanama chalat pratishtam samudrama pravishanti yadvat tatvat kama yang pravishanti sarve sa shantim apnoti. Na kama kami. A kami is one who is desiring. So here we see that one who is a bhukti, a mukti, or a siddhi, one who is desiring these things is a kami. The first day I came to the temple in 1972, the bhakta who was preaching to me was telling me about the kamis. I thought he was talking about communists. Because in America sometimes they would say communists, you know, the communists. He was actually talking about karmi. Karmi, those who practice karma. He was not talking about the kami, the one who has desire. And I thought, what is this Hare Krishna movement? They have some problem with communists?
Kakav je to sad Hare Krishna pokret? Šta imaju nekih problema s komunistima?
So bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, shakali, ashanta. They are all unpeaceful.
Oni
they are not
ashanta.
Peaceful.
And if they are not peaceful, then ako nemaju mira,
no happiness.
Onda,
no happiness. Yes.
Nisu ni sretni.
We may or may not like to admit it.
Svidjelo se to nama ili ne?
I've become enough familiar with myself to be able to admit it to myself. I won't admit it to you.
Neću priznat vama,
but
ali
sometimes, just sometimes,
ponekad,
we might find within ourselves a trace, just a trace,
trag
of bhukti kama.
Mali trag. Bhukti kame.
Or maybe just a trace of mukti kama.
Trag mukti kame.
Maybe just a trace of siddhi kama.
Neki mali trag siddhi kame.
Maybe.
Možda.
No, not you.
Ne govorimo o vama.
These are all, you are all advanced sadhus.
Vi ste svi napredni sadhui.
But in case you suspect there might be a trace
there,
then maybe this seminar, this practice, this exploration of our feelings and how to release them will be helpful, will be useful. Something which you can learn, which then you can continue practicing beyond this seminar.
I po završetku seminara.
Right. I believe our time is up for today. Oh, I do have a bit of homework for you. Those of you decide
oni
you want to continue with us tomorrow,
da će doći sutra, trebali
who are ready to bear the heat,
oni koji će, koji mogu
summer
izdržati vrućinu.
I would like you to think about
porazmislite malo.
What obstacle or obstacles there are in your becoming peaceful in your life,
da postanete mirni u svom životu.
And in respect to those, to write out for yourself in a short statement,
napišete jednu kratku izjavu,
a goal,
jedan
a specific, well, as specific as you can, a goal that you would like to work on, to pursue, for yourself
koji sami želite ostvariti
in the course of this seminar,
tijekom ovog seminara,
and possibly then beyond the seminar.
Dakle, cilj koji želite ostvariti.
It's recommended that you write this in a positive form.
Preporučio bih vam da to napišete u pozitivnom obliku.
For example,
na primjer,
And a key word here is the word allow.
Riječ ovdje je
I allow myself
dopuštam si
to be one who
da budem
X, Y, and
onaj tko, X, Y, Z
is free from lust, anger, greed, da, 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 da.
Je oslobođen.
You might want to focus
ljutnje,
on one of those
dalje.
Typical obstacles that
možete
we all feel
jednu od
are
tipičnih zapreka,
challenging our practice of bhakti.
S kom se svi suočavamo.
It might be something more specific.
Bhakti,
it might be a particular
nešto,
type of behavior. It might be a particular
oblik
habit. It might
neka
be a particular way of speaking or doing or not doing something.
Ili na koje nešto,
whatever it might be.
Dakle, nešto što činimo ili ne činimo, što god želite.
Try to articulate that as something that now you want to work on.
Uobličiti riječima kao nešto što sad ne želite.
I'm not making any guarantees that, you know, by the end of the seminar you will be completely free from this. You will
have conquered
lust, anger.
No.
We're just going to scratch the surface a little bit, but I think it's going to be a significant scratching that you can then work on yourself further.
Okay?
Is that all right? So, we will stop there, and thank you all very much, and we hope to see you tomorrow.
Same time.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Goti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Gaur Premanande.